everyone, and welcome to 12 Points Go To, another Eurovision podcast. I know, it's been a while, I kinda went ghost again, and I'm so sorry. A quick rant about my private life. I just graduated my bachelor's in psychology, so I handed my bachelor's thesis in around 2 weeks ago, and after that I had no motivation to sit down and do this because I was so stressed out of like writing my thesis and correcting it and everything. But now I'm back and I'm here to tell you about a trip I did last week, which is obviously Eurovision related. I don't know how many of you know, but OG Austria had a party in Vienna last week. So, like, I'm recording this on Saturday. Apparently, it was exactly a week ago. And they had a few guests there, like Vincent Bueno was there. He performed for Austria in 2020, or he should have performed in 2020, and then he once again performed in 2021. And who else was there? There were so many. Bojana, I guess. She performed at the contest in Vienna. And her song is Beauty Never Lies. Maybe y'all know her or still remember her. And Emily the Forest was there too, which was actually really cool, because we all know she won for Denmark with her song Only Teardrops. And I don't know, it was just so cool to see her. And it's been 10 years since she won, apparently, which is insane because I feel like it's been like yesterday that like I saw her winning the contest. But no, it's like it's 10 years ago that she won it, and that's insane actually. Anyways, I took a bus to Vienna since I live in the very south of Germany and it's not that far from Austria. Or from Austria, it's not really far at all, actually. But Vienna is like not like at the border to Germany, but more into like the direction of Hungary and Slovakia, I guess. I hope I'm correct with this. And so it takes me like 6 hours by bus, but that's fine. So I took a bus on Friday, arrived in Vienna Friday evening, and then me and a friend who came all the way from Finland, shout out to him, went to a Eurovision party in Vienna in a club that's called Why Not Club. And they had two floors, basically. One was like a pop music floor and the other one was a Eurovision floor. And I loved going there because I missed Eurovision parties ever since Turin. And actually it was the same party company who hosted this party. So the Eurofan Club, I guess people who were in Turin, they remember. So I had like high expectations of the party since in Turin the party was amazing. And sadly, I didn't like it that much. I don't know. Maybe because they had different DJs. I'm pretty sure they had different DJs in Vienna than in, like, Turin. I don't know. Sometimes they, like, they played ballads, which, like, you know, when I go to a club, I kind of want to dance and, like, celebrate and not cry. So that was not the best mood-hyping thing. And yeah, otherwise the party was cool, but I don't know, I didn't really like the music selection, I guess. Even though it was only Eurovision songs, so that was cool, but it wasn't really like just Eurovision party songs, but like everything basically. Like they played Hold Me Closer by Cornelia, for example. And I don't know, it's not a real party song. Like I love this song, I completely adore the song, but it's just not a real party song. I'm so sorry. Anyways, then we stayed there until like 4 a.m. or something, until they like closed the Eurovision dance floor. And then we went home, or like back to the hotel, and I slept very long on Saturday. And then I woke up and I did some sightseeing, shopping, stuff like that. And we got some food in the evening and then went to the Ogay Austria party, which was cool because this was free of charge. Everyone could just enter, no matter if you're an Ogay member or not. And yeah, so we went there and they had some artists invited, as I already said, and in between the artists' performances, they had Eurovision music playing. And I have to say, those DJs were amazing. The music selection was great. Like, it was just over the top. This party was great. After the performance was over, I mean, Emily, of course, performed last since I feel like everyone was there to see her, or like mostly to see her. Of course, to see the others too, but I mean, she's an Eurovision winner. Of course, it's cool to see like an actual winner live on stage. And after Emily performed, they told us that they have like some music playing until 2 a.m. And since every one of us was like tired because another friend joined us for that evening, and he took a train overnight and was so tired, and me and my other friend who visited the party the day before, we were also really tired because we already partied like the day before. So it was fine for us to stay there until 2 a.m. and then just go home and go sleep. And yeah, the party was amazing. The people were great. I met so many people, which like on Friday I didn't. Maybe that's also why I didn't like the Friday party that much. But on Saturday I met many new people. It was so cool. I met two fellow podcasters. You might know them. They have a podcast, a Eurovision podcast too. It's called Merci Chérie. It's a German podcast, or like an Austrian podcast, but it's in German, so maybe not all of you know it, but it's huge. It's like a huge podcast. And it was so cool getting to know them and talking to them for a while. And I met so many other people. I cannot like talk about everyone here, but shout out to every one of you. I enjoyed this so much. And yeah, then at 2 a.m. we went home, and on Sunday we basically just met up to talk and to catch up and to be with each other. And then I already went home. It was just a weekend trip to Vienna for me, but like I combined it with seeing friends that I've last time seen in Amsterdam at the song festival and thing. And yeah, so it's been 2 months since I've seen them last time, so I saw them again. That was cool. And then combined it with Eurovision, which is always cool. So yeah, here's that. And then from Vienna I brought something back home for all of you. Basically, to tell you what it is, every time an artist performed, like after that performance, two people from Ogay Austria came on stage and then played like a kind of game with them, like truth and dare. They had to pick a truth and a dare, and before they picked a truth and a dare, they answered some questions. So basically, you could have like asked some questions to Ogay before the party so that they like know what we're interested in. And then they had a little interview. And I don't know, I didn't have the idea to like just record all the interviews for you, which might have been interesting, I guess. But I guess I recorded the most important interview for all of you. It's the interview with Emily. Emily the Forest, our 2013 winner. So I recorded it and brought it back home for now everyone to listen who couldn't go to Vienna. So, yeah, I'm gonna play this for you now.
For your 30th birthday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's coming up soon.
Yeah.
I like the question. I really like it.
Will I have Emily an old asshole soon? It sounds so grown up.
What do you do? Do you have a party or
I don't know. I get sad on my birthday. I never celebrate.
Really?
Yeah. But my friends always try to like talk me into it.
Yeah.
I've done it the last couple of years, and with COVID and everything, it wasn't possible. So maybe I'll do it this year.
It's your 30th birthday.
Yeah, I know.
So you can
it doesn't
come
sound
to
great.
Vienna
It sounds
and
too
party
grown
together.
up. Yes.
To Vienna.
Yes.
And we have another question, or?
Yes, we have another question from Lucas.
I like the question from our users.
Lucas said, or asked, what do you love the most about Vienna?
So far, I mean, I got here last night, I think.
Don't say the airport.
No! I did some sightseeing after the soundcheck today. So I just walked around, went for a long walk into the Ringstrasse? Is that
Ringstrasse.
Yeah, and saw the where there's a lot of classical concerts. Well, also the Opera House, but the Kur something.
I don't know.
It's like a beautiful building.
I just live here. I don't do sites.
And some churches, and there's this white building with like a golden round.
Okay.
That is your name.
Maybe. Oh, God. I mainly just went out and ate a lot of food. I had like chocolate souffle, vanilla ice cream, and lots of falafel and lentil soup. Just the food is great here.
Sounds like having a good time in Vienna and Austria. Great. So, our game. We are back at our game.
We have a game.
Okay.
It's not difficult. It's very easy. It's called Truth and Dare.
Okay.
So we have truth questions and dare questions. Or not dare questions. Dare you do something.
Yeah.
And you have to do one thing at each thing. You want to do first truth or dare?
Truth.
So,
yeah.
I can open it for you. I mean, it's not a big deal.
I'm scared now.
It's okay.
Oh, this one is nice. I should be more scared about the answer. Yeah?
Do it.
Oh, that's a question. So the question is, what would you do differently in your performance? It's Eurovision.
Oh, I thought you meant today.
No, not today.
Yeah, today I would maybe have skipped the chocolate souffle because I feel really.
I think you won, so it's like.
I would have done everything differently, I think.
Really?
No, but you know, I was like 19, 20 years old?
I don't know.
So, you're just maybe not arrived fully where you want to be as an artist, and a lot of Eurovision winners were at least like in their late 20s, like it would be as if I participated now.
Yeah.
As a 29 year old. And then you just know more what you want to do, and you don't get as, I think, stressed during the whole situation.
Would you still involve the flute guy?
Probably.
Yeah, I would do it.
Okay.
Maybe a slightly different styling, a little more makeup. Please. And yeah, make the hair not so messy. But hey, it worked. So.
And now the last dare question.
Great. I hope you all enjoyed it. I know the sound quality wasn't extremely good because people were just shutting up while the artist was singing and while they were talking or being interviewed or like, I don't know, just talking in general. Everyone was just loud, talking to each other, not really listening to what's happening on stage, which I think kind of is disrespectful to the artists who came all the way to perform and to talk and, you know, present themselves kind of. So I was a bit sad about this, but yeah, people just didn't shut up. So I hope the audio quality is kind of okay, so you could understand everything Emily said. And yeah, I just thought it's a cool thing to show this to you, to everyone who couldn't be there and who couldn't like hear what she had to say now 10 years after her win. And yeah, I have to say she's really beautiful, like she's really beautiful. And she's also really cute, like a really nice human being, and voice of course is great. And yeah, she also had like a cute dress on, like for her performance, and yeah, it's just amazing to see like her development in those 10 years. Yeah. So that's already it with the episode. A quick and shorter one again this time. Now I'm trying to work on national final episodes, and I hope my time management will get better because otherwise I won't make it this season either. And we all know last season it also didn't really work. I did 3 or 4 national final episodes because I realized how much work they are, and then I couldn't find time for it. But this season, I really want to push through and do this. It's just, the bad thing is, if I don't really want to record, like if I have free time and then I'm like, oh, I just want to chill and watch Netflix and do nothing, kind of, I don't want to push myself to do it, because then I feel like the episodes will lack in quality if I don't really like have fun doing them, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to do this for you, also for the podcast, because otherwise the podcast is kind of like a weird, I don't know, mix and match, like for this I'm doing an episode, for this I won't, and then it kind of feels like I'm like biased to something. I have like my favorite national finals and the others I just ignore, which is not the truth. It's just so hard to cut those episodes because I really produce them, and it's not just a ramble thing. Like I have to research about like the artists and the songs and what do they mean and what is this and this and this and what happened here and what, how, like how was the performance like, to describe it to you. And then I have to cut the songs so that I can kind of use them without too much copyright issues. And it's just always a lot, but I don't want to complain here. I'm having fun doing this and doing these for you, and I'm getting great feedback and great resonance from you, so I'm actually motivated to do this. But yeah, I just really hope my time management will get better and I can push myself to do this. Yeah, but thank you for sticking with me, even though I was a bit inactive for a few months. And thank you for listening to this episode. If you like what you listen to, and maybe this is your first time listening to this, you can subscribe to the podcast on basically every podcast platform. Maybe you can also subscribe to where you're listening to the podcast right now. Otherwise, you can find it on Spotify, on Apple Music, on Deezer, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and everywhere else, I guess. If you find a platform where it's not on, but you like to use it to listen to your podcast, kindly shoot me a DM on Instagram. The Instagram of the podcast is 12points.go2. 12 is in numbers, so 12points.go2. Kindly shoot me a DM and just let me know, hey, I'm using this in this app or this in this website, and I couldn't find your podcast on it, and I'm on it. I'm going to make this work so that you can listen on your favorite platform too. Yeah, and then my last words are, I hope I hear you, see you, kind of, I don't know, again next episode. And until then, bye.